The way these guys feed off each other, the chemistry is like, I think it's so undeniable, man. And for these, for them to be, for their wordplay to be so sick and ill, all four of them, like, that's one thing. All four of these dudes are spitters, and they are good at what they do. No one is like whack. You can't be like, okay, this is this okay dude. Some groups you have, you be like, yeah, this is the okay dude, or this is the so-so. All of them just goes in from the beginning to the end.
One of my favorite joints, I know Modest Media grew me, Unlimited Bounce, produced by Nameless.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's track 12. Oh my god.
The thing I love about all four of these dudes is that they almost sound like one, because their chemistry is so well meshed together, from Novelist to Illijai, who also does handle most of the production on here. He's the MC as well, and then you got Lays. And I love, and that thing, a sparring session, I love how Novelist and Lays were going back and forth. It takes me back to the Stranger of the Night track that they had released last year. This is right now probably one of my favorite groups right now, like, that's out right now, I can say, is like...
Well, how many groups are there, though? Like,
yeah, what I'm saying,
like,
yeah.
Groups like,
I mean,
that now?
Flatbush Zombies.
Underachievers.
Pro Era's not really, yeah, like a...
They're collecting.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is a group. This is just like a group that's been down for a good minute. I don't even know what else to say about this. Like, I like every track on here from the beginning. Maybe my least favorite, I would say, is maybe be Eve, but that's still talking about the chicks. That's, you know, thing. I think they subject matter is not really provocative, but other than that, I love everything about this album from the front to the end. Solar Heat, the way it ended with Solar Heat, how they kept slowing down the phone and then picking it up real fast. Oh my god.
Like,
yeah, like I said, overall, man, I freaking love this project. Like, from top to bottom, I love it, man. I mean, it's like, I don't know, I'm so excited, I don't know what else to say about it. I just love it so much. Ain't nothing about this album I don't like.
Well, that's good.
It's nothing about this album I don't like. I just love four dudes that you can respect their craft, they technical with it.
Nothing else.
Yeah,
nothing else to say.
He paused for a little too long after that.
My bad.
No, I don't need to go. I'm just saying, I love four dudes.
I agree with B. I think from the first moment that I put this on, I heard the little Street Fighter motherfucking sample, I was like, oh, okay. And then, look, man, I'm a big person when it comes to naming a track and sticking to it. They did that shit on the whole project. I love that shit. And I think they picked the correct name, Clear Soul Forces, because this shit is very soulful. It, you know, they are a rappity rap type of group, but I won't pigeonhole them in that box like a Czarface or nothing like that, because like you said, all four of them are dope as fuck. They sound like one. And then through their music, you get the impression that they just have fun. They're four dudes that probably grew up together, and they're just real homies. And they get in the studio and clown around, but when they get on that mic, they serious. And you can tell that by their skits, like the Schwarzenegger one. I don't know the name.
Yeah, how they was like,
holy shit!
How they shot at the mainstream. Like,
yeah,
mainstream. They gonna come get me.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, it's coming. Oh yeah,
come
get me.
Yeah.
I got balls for days.
And then, you know, like the whole Allen Iverson thing, practice. You know, so and then all the little pop culture references, you know what I'm saying? Like the Unicron. I picked that. I'm big Transformers guy. So the thing I enjoyed about this over a Czarface, again, I have to reference them because they like B said, they talked about the comic books and all of that type of stuff. I grew up with the stuff they were talking about. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't too far left or right for me. It was like, damn, I know exactly what you're talking about. I grew up on all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Even the Street Fighter references, Ryu, oh man.
How they play the continue.
Exactly.
Hey, that's how
it continues
to be.
Exactly. So yeah, man, I'm with B, beginning to end. They got my attention right from the beginning and held it throughout the whole project. Bumping the Whip certified.
What?
Rappity rap.
What?
Dudes, no, I love this shit.
I think the thing that I like the most about Clear Soul Forces is I like seeing them progress, and I like to see how they started in 2010 at the A3C on the stage and doing all this other stuff, and seeing where they are now. And you know what I'm saying? They stuck to what they wanted to do, and they stuck to their goals and their ambitions, and they just said, we're just gonna wrap our way to success. And they done that. And they've been consistent with each project, and that's what I've noticed out of them the most. This is a good project. This is definitely a good album. I think they you know, rapping over Illogod's beats, you know, this is somebody they had chemistry with, kind of helped, you know, put together a cohesive project from start to finish. And that's one of the things that, you know, of course, that I picked up from each track just went and flowed with each other from shit, the first track to the end. And I thought Eve was okay, because what I liked about Eve was it was something a little bit different from what they were doing with the whole album. Like, they kind of really got into...
And they had one production too.
Yeah. And it was like they were kind of trying to, you know, put together like a song, you know what I'm saying? And instead of just rapping over and over and over again, like, they were really good at rapping. And, you know, they showcased their skills and lyricism on this album. But overall, I think that they were consistent. They improved with each album, and that's what you got with Gold PP7. And then I don't know if you called, like, at the end when they, you know, with the James Bond rappers, when the rapper, yeah, which kind of, you know, basically concluded the whole album. But Novelist, man, Novelist to me, just he killed this shit, man. Like, he was rapping his ass off. Maybe because a lot of the stuff he was saying, like, I was picking up with the comic books and shit like that. Like, it's one thing to reference a comic book. It's another thing to actually take all of that shit and make it into, like, a dope-ass verse or a line.
But you know what makes it so ill about them, though? It's like, they do it without even forcing, without even sounding forced.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, they do it without even, like, sounding corny about it. You know, sometimes some people can, like, reference stuff like that, like video games and comics, but not make it sound corny. They made it sound right, and they spitting ill at the same time, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead. And then plus, Illogod, his production, man. I think his production kind of grew from Detroit Revolution, because, you know, Detroit Revolution had a more kind of like a soulful, typical Detroit sound, I guess, boom bap sound. But with this one, he was playing with different, and it started with Continue. Just when Continue came on, you like, oh shit. Then Ninja Rap came on, you like, wait a minute, this is Illogod in the production. So it was crazy. And Sparring Section, and I'm glad they worked with three other producers that I'm a fan of, DiBiase, where we are running, and Illisworth and Nameless. I'm glad they work with, because they got a good connection. Actually, the joint that was on Dead Hip Hop approved mixtape was produced by DiBiase.
The bubble space.
So yeah, that's one thing I want to say about the production, is like he took it to another level on the production line. Like I said, another thing about these dudes, man, like how many? Not a lot of MCs. Not a lot. I'm not saying none of it, but just keep the energy up throughout the whole album, man. Like the way these dudes spit, they have so much passion. I mean, that's one thing that drew me when Rob first gave me the EP. That drew me about them was their wordplay. I was like, damn, this shit is like so fucking sick.
Yeah, did you like? I think my favorite track on here was the Beats, Rhymes, and Life joint. That's probably
that was their single.
Yeah, that was my favorite. I don't know that was a single, but yeah. You know, I did like it. So I guess, but. Anyway, I guess, Prince was definitely dope. I like Freak was cool. No, I like that line, Novelist had in there, started from the bottom, and then he did the little Sincerely Novelist.
Sincerely, that shit
was dope, man. Novelist was killing the shit.
This album was great. When B told me to go check out Clear Source Forces before, I liked them, but they held my attention. I found them interesting, but it wasn't something that I went back to on a regular basis. That, what was it called? The Detroit Revolution.
Yeah.
It was a good album, but I didn't go back to it. But this one, I definitely think the production got a lot more interesting. I liked the choppy beat. I mean, this shit came out the gate on fire. Mm. And I did not expect that. That first beat where it had that weird Nintendo sounding sample, I was like, man, these dudes are crazy. And then they just go off.
Yeah.
This is like that kind of music where if you just want to hear dudes spit, that's it. You don't want to focus on what's the story. You don't want to focus on, okay, what are they talking about? All you want to hear is dudes going off. This is the kind of album that I want to listen to. This is what I love so much about Detroit MCs. Like, they're good at a lot of things, but when it comes to what Detroit is really known for and really good at, to me, it's just getting busy. Like, you got Elzai, who can do anything. But if you tell Elzai, here's a beat, just get busy. He goes off. Same with Royce. You know, he could do whatever subject matter style tracks, but tell him just go off. It's a wrap. The tracks that I definitely really enjoyed, definitely like Continue. Ninja Rap was crazy. Sparring Session was crazy. War Drums, Ain't Playing. Songs I did not care for, because I'm not gonna just, you know, be on these dudes' dick the whole fucking review. Oh, Solar Heat. That was probably my favorite track of the whole album. The last track, I like the beat. And just like you said, I like how an artist can come out and start on fire and end on fire. These dudes did that. It did start to blend together a little bit after like maybe track 10 or 11. It didn't get bad, but it was just like, okay, this is another, this type of beat. And they are rapping like this again. But Eve, I could have definitely done without. And Nuclear Reaction, I could have definitely done without.
Oh, you like the new
Reaction? Nah. And the thing is, both those tracks were together. So when it got to Nuclear Reaction, I was like, uh-oh. Oh man, it's falling off. No. It wasn't bad. I didn't hate it. It just wasn't as good as the other track. It sounded like it started to lose a little bit of fire. And when it got to Eve, I was just like, ooh, shit. Alright, I still got another 5 tracks of this shit. I'm in trouble. But then, right after Eve, it got to Unlimited Bounce. I was like, here we go. And it was saved from the rest of the way. But yeah, I really, really, really enjoyed this album. It's really rare to find 4 dudes that can spit like this. Just like you said, there's not a weak link. You know, this kind of reminded me of the way I felt when I first heard like Souls of Mystery.
I was one of you.
You know what I mean? Did you pick that up?
Yeah, I was one of you gonna say that. I was waiting on it.
That's the kind of feeling it had to me. It had that old school Souls of Mischief, Far Side type of feel. Like that we are playful, but we can still spit our asses off.
But you remember Tajay said that's when he was fanning him. You remember that when he said
that? I remember that.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Tajay. Makes sense then, doesn't it? And you can tell if these guys are definitely fans of Souls of Mischief because they have that chemistry.
Most times I don't, you know, I pigeonhole these rappity rap type of artists. But these dudes are different. These dudes, I can't explain it. I don't know why they are rappity rap type of dudes, but they have fun with each other. You know what I'm saying? On the tracks. And I get that. And again, like what pulled me in on this project is the references that they made to pop culture. I grew up with it, so I automatically had a connection there. So that kept me, and then these motherfuckers, like Ken said, they rhyme their ass off beginning to end. To me, I wouldn't took off no tracks. I don't really think, you know, anything was bad. I wouldn't change anything, man. This shit was dope as fuck. Shout out to Detroit. Definitely bumps in the whip, man.
Yeah, it's a dope album, man. Go support Clear Soul Forces, man. I think, you know, again, it's just seeing these guys go from where they were to where they are now and not deviating from it at all. Says a lot about who they are as artists and about what they want to do within this culture. They've been consistent and they've improved over the last couple of years. Go buy the album, support these guys, because they're making the type of hip-hop a lot of you guys complain is missing in the culture right now. So do your part and go support.
I agree with everything both of these guys said. I think this is a fantastic album. It's definitely not for your overly typical mainstream rap type of fan. I think there was a sample on one of the songs where it has the old Jim Kelly from Enter the Dragon, where he says, your style is unorthodox, and he's
but effective.
That is these guys. Like, their style is really unorthodox, but it fucking works so well. It works perfectly over these beats, and you know, I just love the way these guys mesh together. I love the way they're like a bunch of kids trying to one-up each other in a playful way. And that's why I said it reminds me a lot of old school high road stuff. But yeah, I really enjoyed this album. I look forward to what they do next, because this, in my opinion, this was a huge leap from their last album.
Yes, like what Mike said, this is definitely a great step, a good step in the right direction from them coming from Detroit's Revolution. This is like Detroit's Revolution's on steroids. Remarkable penmanship, lyricism on the mic. This album is this.
Make you feel proud to be from Detroit, huh?
Top notch. You know, like I said, top notch lyricism, penmanship. The way they kept the energy up from track 1 to track 15. Got the bonus joints, got this on vinyl. Love what these dudes doing. Hope they keep it up, man. Just, this is Detroit Revolution on steroids, man. I love it. From front to back. God, I love this album. Love it, though. I love these dudes. I love it, man. So shout out to Clear Soul Forces, man. Hope to see y'all at A3C this year. Other than that, yeah, they playing this year. Yeah, so, yeah, that's it, man. Love it. It's your boy Beezy. Get in hip hop.